George, many thanks for joining us here this afternoon. It was cold out there, wasn't it? I know you've had quite a good session today. Getting ready for this big Game 7 on Saturday.
Yeah, we're really excited, obviously, coming off back of Newcastle game. You know, we didn't play too well, but hopefully, you know, in front of the big crowd, we can sort of put out a good performance and pick up where we left off, probably at the end of the second half. Sort of had a good sort of 20-minute period there, so we need to get more of that in the rest of the first half, really.
Yeah, as you say, if anything, this season, it seems to be with Queens, they seem to be a second-half side as opposed to a first-half side. Now, can you nail that down to anything in particular?
No, well, yeah, as you said, it's sort of the whole season's sort of been consistency is our main problem. So we're trying to address that, obviously. We wish it was a simple solution, but I think it's just it's probably mindset, most of it. But, yeah, we're trying to address it, obviously. It's something we're working to improve.
And Europe form's been terrific, hasn't it?
Yeah, obviously, that's Leinster games a couple of years, a couple of weeks ago there. Obviously, it was great to get a win against them, you know, top side in Europe, and then away we nearly could have got a win, but, you know, lost by 1 point, but we're still top of the group. So we've got that to look forward to. That'll be really exciting. We play Watson and Castra, and then so that's all in our hands. So it's going to be a good couple of weeks of that.
You played in both those games, George. They were bruising encounters, weren't they?
Yeah, I was pretty sore often, obviously. Yeah,
you were.
No, that's part of the game, isn't it? Yeah, everyone wants to play in those big games, you know, against sort of top sides in Europe of this week, against Northampton, their top side as well. And, you know, at Twickenham, everyone will be up for it, so I'm sure there'll be a pretty physical game as well.
You've had a bit of a, shall we say, indifferent year, to be fair. I mean, obviously, you had a very bad injury, didn't you? That neck injury. Now, you were out for virtually a whole year. You made a comeback in an A game against Saracens, I think, back in October, and you've played quite a few games since then. Yeah. So, first of all, how is the neck itself now?
Yeah, neck's fine. Yeah, obviously, I was out for just over a year, so that wasn't great. And, no, just coming back, I'm just happy to be playing again. Trying to get back sort of playing regularly, pick up a bit of form, hopefully. But yeah, it's just great to be back out there, trying to make an impact and help the team, really.
Did you feel 100% in yourself?
No? Yeah, I feel good. Sure. Obviously, I had a bit of time off as well.
Yeah.
Gives the time you can fix other problems with your body, sort of have a bit of a bad shoulder, other ankle. I've done my ankle a few times, so you get a chance to fix other problems. So, some ways, it's good in the long term, but obviously, it's very frustrating at the time.
Obviously, the good news is you are now back playing because, as I said, that could have been a career-threatening injury, really, a neck injury.
Yeah, for sort of quite a long time. I didn't really know what was going to happen, but I think sort of when you're in that situation, you just got to sort of make the most of it. You know, if there's a chance you're going to come back, you just got to work as hard as you can and sort of get back to where you can be. So hopefully, it will stay good with the neck. Fingers crossed, and get some games under my belt.
Starting with this weekend, of course, it's big Game 7, as I touched on earlier on. Yeah. Northampton Saints, Premiership champions last season, of course, currently leading. But one thing you guys seem to be doing season after season, George, you up your game against the big clubs.
Yeah, well, we've been speaking about that, sort of the consistency side of it. We do tend to put a good performance against sort of bigger teams. So, obviously, Northampton are a great side at the moment, very physical, so we need to up it from last week, get sort of back to where we were against Leinster. But yeah, hopefully we'll have a good game for the big crowd.
Yeah, big crowd, as you say. Yeah. I think Callum was telling me he sold 70 or 80, almost certainly going to be a sellout, actually.
Yeah.
What must it be like to run out onto that pitch in front of that crowd?
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, obviously, as you said, sort of 78,000 people at Twickenham as well. Sort of all young rugby players sort of dream of that sort of thing when they're growing up. So it's amazing for us, especially sort of the non-international players who get a chance to run out of Twickenham full stadium. It's an amazing feeling.
And certainly that will be on Saturday, most definitely. Now, how do you guys prepare, obviously, with Christmas coming up? Are you training Boxing Day?
Training, obviously, today, 23rd. Yeah. Training tomorrow on Christmas Eve and then Boxing Day. So we've just got Christmas Day off, so it's pretty much a completely normal week. Just our day off has moved one day back, just so we actually have Christmas Day off. But, yeah, it's a pretty normal week, to be honest.
Brilliant. George, the best of luck, not just for, obviously, this Saturday, the rest of the season. Very happy Christmas as well.
That's what you do.
Take care.